I actually think that this presents the BBC and the next full-time director-general with possibly a once-in-a-generation opportunity. They can turn around and say to us, the viewers, the public, look, you can get your news and your information and your gossip for free from the internet, but you know you can't trust it. It may be 100% true, it may be 100% inaccurate and dangerously so. Or, because we've learned our lesson, you can come to us and we guarantee that the stories that we put out, however tendacious, however controversial, however sensational, we guarantee we will have verified them and they're true. So it's your call. You can get your information from the internet or you can get it from us. And because of what we've just learned and because we're accountable and always will be, we'll make sure that it's the truth. So I think there's actually a possibility of the BBC being able to bounce back from this and use what's happened as the foundations for a completely new pitch to the public.
Well, that's an optimistic view, but do you think the BBC has enough reputation at the moment to just restore trust like that with a flick of its fingers, an apology and saying, we're now going to be different from the internet?
No, I'm talking long term. Of course, that wouldn't work tomorrow or the day after or next month or possibly even this year or next year. I'm looking into the long distance. No, of course not. At the moment, the BBC's reputation as a news disseminator, certainly in terms of the campaigning areas, not day-to-day news, direct news. I think we all continue to trust that and know that the journalistic verities are being observed. But no, certainly as far as investigative journalism is concerned, and Newsnight clearly was in the vanguard of that, its reputation is in complete tatters. And that's why clearly Entwistle had to go. I mean, frankly, before his interview with John Humphries on the Today programme yesterday, which was, to be honest, the most embarrassing piece of radio I think I've ever listened to. It was a terrible 15 minutes. Before that, the day before, I personally felt that he had no option but to go. I mean, this was the second disaster to occur on his watch, and he's gone. And we have a caretaker in, and he'll presumably keep things bubbling along. But no, I don't think the BBC's reputation can be restored with a ringing speech as to future values. It's clearly in deep trouble. But how do you do it? Well, you do it step by step. You do it step at a time, minute at a time. I mean, clearly the first thing to do is actively to seek a new director general. Personally, I believe that should be somebody from outside the BBC. I think that it should be somebody who's perhaps has a distinguished record at ITV or as it used to be ITM, possibly from one of the Sky providers. I actually would be very worried if the next DG, the full time rather than the caretaker, came from within the BBC. I really feel that somebody needs to come in with a very, very new and very, very sharp broom. I think what's clear is that the reasons for what happened are either because the BBC institutionally has a massive problem and the Director General, as Editor-in-Chief, is unable to function, as clearly Entwistle was unable to function. Now, either that wasn't his fault, and that was because he was in a completely broken system, or frankly, it was his fault. And I do wonder if say, Greg Dyke had been Director General over the last year, if he would have sat back supinely and allowed Newsnight to go its own merry way, I would say that he wouldn't have done.